Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at the same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We welcome you to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now, our score at the break, Mountain Home, or Marion leading Mountain Home, 26-20. We'll look over our numbers in a moment. Right now, we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls basketball coach Del Leonard. And Del, a 46-30 victory over Marion tonight. We were just talking during the break. I do believe that puts you in the state tournament. Congratulations.
Thank you, and that's such a huge accomplishment in the, I feel like, the toughest league for sure. Well, I mean, I think you could throw in West. You know, they've got three really, really good teams over there. But I would say that our top five teams are pretty solid. And so, you know, there's a good – there's, you know, and even you look at the way Cersei's playing right now, there's some – Paragold. I mean, there's some really good teams that aren't going to play in the state tournament that honestly, if you go to the – like the South or the Central, I mean, those teams like Searcy, Green County Tech, Paragold, they would finish in the top four in those leagues this year. It's not that way every year, but that way this year.
Well, you and I were talking during the break. I tell you, defensively, I thought it was a much better performance for your team, especially in that second half.
Yeah, the only thing that, you know, that I said to the girls at halftime was we were fortunate that they did miss some transition layups. And they weren't wide open rhythm layups by any means. But it wasn't the game plan. It wasn't what we were supposed to be getting back and making sure they could see us setting back there. And they couldn't get those seams in transition. And I thought they got way too many of those early. So we really tried to make an adjustment there. And then we talked about playing aggressive, but not being in such a hurry.
Yeah.
I thought we just were really excited. And you don't ever want to say that kids take dumb shots because, you know, we didn't take dumb shots. We took rushed shots. And so really what we were doing is we were actually playing exactly the way that they wanted to play. And you can't trade punches with them with their strengths. So we really wanted to, if we got something early in transition, we were going to take it, and we did. But if we didn't, then we needed to make sure that we ran our offense and got the shot we wanted instead of just making one or two passes and throwing something up. But Marion's got a good team. They got a great coach. Coach Johnson, her track record speaks for itself. Just some really good players, and that was to look up and you see you held them to 30 points. I mean, that's a really solid win. I thought it was one of our better complete second halves on both sides of the ball. I thought the second half was much better as far as just complete, like I said, both sides of the ball.
You know, one thing, you know, you mentioned that, you know, they missed some, Marion missed some layups, and they helped you actually out in a couple of ways. They missed some layups, and were only 2 of 8 from the free throw line in that game.
Yeah, and, you know, that's one of the other keys. You know, it was, I think you look at transition, defense, offensive rebounding, and don't foul shooters. And so, you know, the fact that they, it's not, a lot of times it's not the first shot that beats you. It's against a team like Marion, it's the second shot. But they've got some super talented players.
And, yep.
You know, I'm proud that we were able to play defense without fouling. You know, just kind of changing gears a little bit. We got in the locker room, and, you know, there was some emotion in there. And I think our kids, you know, they know how hard it is to make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Anna Grace Foreman just broke down, and, you know, she just been – just, you know, she knows, been there, she's done that. Her and Emma, you know, they kind of talked about it in there. And, you know, it's a big deal.
Yep.
It's a big deal, and it's not easy. And, you know, it's hard to win one game, just one game in this league, much less get to the state playoffs the way this league is stacked from top to bottom. And, you know, there was a lot of emotion and kind of probably relief and stress that was lifted off of Anna Grace. And, you know, she was very emotional in the locker room. And, you know, it's just, I hope our younger kids just take all that in, because what these seniors have done for 3 years is pretty phenomenal. And then you look at last year with this year's juniors and last year's sophomores, what they've done together for 2 years is phenomenal. And it's pretty special. And I think that it's very fulfilling for me as their head coach to see those young ladies realize what a huge accomplishment is to get to the playoffs. And, you know, just concentrate on the next one, and Friday night will be tough.
Oh, yeah.
And concentrate on the next one and just keep doing that the rest of the year. Just concentrate on the next one.
Well, let's talk about that matchup real quick. This Nettleton team doesn't get any easier than that. You've already proven yourselves once against them, but, you know, being in front of their home crowd is probably going to be a different story.
Well, I respect them, and, you know, you better do that, number one, and I respect Coach Smith, and, you know what kind of team they are, and, you know, Alana Eaton's a heck of a player, and, mm-hmm. and you know, she's somebody that after Friday night, you know, unless we could play a third time, which would be awesome, after Friday night, I'm going to be a huge fan. And, you know,
yeah.
one of my dear friends is the head coach at Arkansas, and he recruited Alana, and she's going to be a Lady Back over there. And, you know, we're going to go, you know, we're going to be a fan of hers. But Friday night, we're going to do the best we can to not only try to do a decent job on her, but try to make sure that we do a good job on the rest of them, because she's got good players around them. But I think the best compliment you can ever give a player is that she makes those around her better. And Alana Eaton makes the people around her better. We got our hands full, but, you know, you just – this is – I think we talked about this. This is not a journey for the week.
Nope.
And, you know, you better enjoy this tonight, and then you go back to work. And, you know, we go over there, and I think it's good for us to go over there. It's a tough place to play. It's a great team and well-coached. And, I you know, this is what you sign up for. This is why you do it.
Well, Dale, again, congratulations on this win, and good luck on Friday.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate KTLO. Appreciate you.
You bet. That was Mount Tom girls basketball coach Dale Leonard. Real quick, let's take a look at our scoring summary for both teams. Right now, Mount Tom's leading scorer is Matt Jones with 9 points. 5 for Wyatt Gilbert, 3 each for Dawson Tabor and Jake McGee. Dietrich Reeves Jr. so far with 9 points, 6 for Timothy McDonald, 4 for Makai Boyce, 3 for Jaden Forrest, and 2 each for B.J. Johnson and Darius Waterford. Mountain Home with 5 turnovers in this game, Marion with 4. This game has had 2 lead changes, no ties. Dell still with me here at the broadcast table, and Dell, I'll tell you what, Mountain Home is continuing the tough play against a very good Marion team.
You know, I've got a lot of family here tonight, and my granddaughter was in the office a little bit, so I was trying to visit with family a little bit. But, again, you know, I'm so proud of our coaches, so proud of our players. And, yeah, just they've had – it doesn't show necessarily maybe like they want it to in the win and loss column, but they compete, and Mountain Home appreciates that, and people will always come watch them compete. And I'm a big, you know, I talk about it all the time. I absolutely, you better soak up watching Wyatt Gilbert play
yep.
the rest of this year and next year, because he's special.
And Matt Jones, too.
And that's what I was getting ready to say
yeah.
is, you know, Matt Jones, and they just spend so much time working on their game. And I watched them grow up so much and get so much better. And I tell you, I mentioned this earlier, but what they've done is they've made these other boys better. And these other boys, you know, leadership is tough, but followership, you gotta be able to follow too. And these other boys have followed, and this has been a really fun basketball team to watch. And I just respect Coach Fulcher so much, and Coach Morris, and being able to work with them, it's just been a lot of fun. And you know, when you when you go through the rigors and in this league, and it's just so hard. It is so hard on both sides, boys and the girls. And you know, you understand how difficult it is, and it's the tough times you got to go through. And it's kind of like you and I talked about after a few of our games. I mean, we've lost three games in league, and you know, we didn't talk about this earlier, but we have not played a game yet with a healthy lineup. We've been sick. We had two kids sick out. But my point is, you know, it's not the guy that's never failed, you know, that's the best. It's always the guy that gets up after he fails. And, you know, these boys have really bounced back, and you know, they've just been fun. And I'm really, really proud of our entire basketball program at Mountain Home.
That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take a quick 30-second break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score, Marion leading Mountain Home 26-20. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.